appreciate it.
It features Patrick Moran, Scott Beer, Mark Slough, and Jack Spinkle.
Jim McMahon, Russ Belville from Cannabis Radio. We talked a lot about the NFL and the brass, you know, not being so hip on this medical marijuana thing. You played for Coach Ditka. He's on this board for Gridiron Cannabis. How are the coaches and the team doctors reacting to this?
I think the coaches are, you know, a lot of the coaches are old school, so this is all new to them. I'm glad Ditka's involved. You know, he's been a leader in a lot of different ways, so have him on board is great. I think Kyle Turley has talked to him quite a bit about it. And, you know, he used to just yell at us, go, oh, you bunch of pot smokers. Yeah, that's why you need water, you know. But I think he's finally realizing it's not a drug. You know, it's a medicinal herb. Like I was talking about, I've been talking about it for months now. And how it gets lumped in with all those other drugs is ridiculous.
It was mentioned in the on the panel about parents becoming concerned about CTE and concussions. Do you think medical cannabis can save the NFL, can save football from these fears?
Well, it's not going to stop CTE. I mean, if you got a problem like I have and you got that fluid floating around up there, it's going to eat away at the brain. So that's not going to stop it. I don't know whether or not it's not going to reverse any effects, because once the brain's eaten away, it's gone. So, but it definitely helps. It helps me, because I'll get shooting pains. I'll go weeks at a time not getting out of bed, and that's when I know I got to go back to see the doc.
Does that impact your life in not being able to travel everywhere you'd like to travel because of the prohibition?
Well, that's definitely hurts. Yeah, but I've been fortunate enough. Well, when I've traveled, they found it twice in my golf bag. Forgot it was in there, but I showed them my medical card and said, look, this is, they said, well, it's not legal here. And I said, well, I'm leaving here, so should be fine.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad you didn't get into any legal trouble with that. Thank you for what you're doing and all the entertainment you brought us on Sundays. We really appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure. Thanks,
Jim.